and welcome to Season 7, Episode 3 of LDS Women's Book Review Podcast. I'm Shanda, and I'm here with my friends,
Sheila
and Mindy.
And in this episode, we're going to discuss the books we're most excited to read in 2013, this year that's just started. Anyway, so there are so many books on this list. I'm just going to jump right in, and we'll rotate like we did with the one a couple weeks ago, and we'll just rotate through everyone's, you know, excited to read for 2013
exactly.
List.
Exactly. This is great.
Okay, so first on my list, top of my list, if you remember from the last time we talked about books, like this Crown of Embers by Rae Carson, which is book two in the Girl of Fire and Thorn series, that is top of my list. Woo-hoo! I can't wait to read that book. So
that's awesome. My number one book I'm excited to read is Coming Home, which is Band of Sisters number 2.
Oh, Band of Sisters number 2. That's coming out in a couple weeks.
So I am very excited.
Well, it'll
to
be
read
out,
that.
I think.
It'll be out by the time. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be out by the time this comes out.
So I'm excited to read that. I really liked Band of Sisters.
Okay. My first one is The Runaway King, book 2 of The False Prince.
Oh, that's number 2.
By Jennifer Nelson.
Maybe by the time this podcast comes out, I will be excited for that.
I hope so. Or else we may have to have a chat.
I will get in trouble if I get
Yes, you may. I can't wait to read that one. Oh, I'm just going to agree with you right there.
Yay.
I have a couple that I'm just going to throw out all at once because they're both romance authors, some of my favorite romance authors. I can't wait to read Smart Move by Melanie Jacobson.
It's cute.
So I have not read that one yet. I know you guys have. And also by Sarah, there's
That cover.
An Unlikely Match, which I can't wait to read.
Both
I have
of those
it.
Covers are just beautiful.
I have it, and I can't wait to read it. But also the next one is called Drops of Gold, I think.
Yes. Oh. Beautiful cover.
Oh, my word.
So those two, Drops of Gold, and of course, I don't
know.
I
think that's one of my favorite cover of hers.
I know Melanie has another one.
Yes, she does.
And I don't know what it's called right now. It's not
Melanie has a new one
head,
coming
so.
Out? Of course she does.
In like...
It's like
March or something, or
from Sarah or Melanie.
Anything from Sarah or Melanie. So those are next on my list. Go ahead, Sheila.
I have down Aura by Rebecca Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
That looks this is her first in this genre, so I'm so excited to get this read. And
Hey, me? You ready for me?
Yep.
Cool. I don't know how to say her last name, but it's The Raven Boys by Maggie...
Steve Fodder.
That's on my
like
list.
That. Yep, The Raven Boys. I actually had it from the library on my nightstand. No, not again. But I had it on my but I had to return it.
No.
I didn't even crack it open, but I know it would be fast. I should just request it again and just have it come.
That's on my list, too.
But, yes, The Raven Boys. I've heard it's so good.
I love her books.
Okay, so there was a book that I came across just recently that I hadn't really heard of before, but it's called Codename Verity. It's like a World War II.
Ooh, I think I've heard
and
of that,
by
too.
Elizabeth Wein, W-E-I-N.
I don't know.
It just got great reviews on Goodreads, and the cover looks really interesting. Mindy's over there typing furiously on her iPad to pull up the cover and look at it. But Codename Verity just looks really interesting. It's a woman who's a spy, and it's just different things she's captured. I don't know. I just look so good. I can't wait to read it. I'm excited to read it. So
I'm going to have to look into that one, too. The next book I have is The Elite, which is The Selection number 2.
Oh,
I
want to read The Selection.
And
for
that
sure.
one is the cover with her in the red dress. It's absolutely
stunning. I looked it up. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's just stunning.
Oh, my word, it's neat. Okay, my next one is this, and I mentioned this series back a couple podcasts ago. It's The Enchanted Ink series by Shanna Swenson. Mm-hmm. But books 4 and 5 just came out. She released them on her own. They're Much Ado About Magic and No Quest for the Wicked.
Very good.
Well, I'm excited to...
Actually, they're books 5 and 6.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm actually looking forward to... We talked about this a couple... You know, the one we talked about 2012. The rest of the Tiger series, Tiger's Dream. Tiger's Destiny and Tiger's Dream. I'm really looking forward to finishing up that
I think
series.
I'm going to wait and just read them when Tiger's Dream comes out. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just...
I know, I'm torn, too.
My sister cried at the end of Sister's Destiny? Tiger's Destiny.
Oh, see, knowing that, maybe I'll wait, too. I don't want to cry. I want to be able to move on to the next one if it's sad.
Yeah.
But those are...
But I don't know why she cried, too. Because I told her not to tell me, because I wanted to read them, so I don't know.
Okay, I will just put my next ones all together.
Okay.
J. Scott Savage's Case File 13 Zombie Kid.
So cute.
Air Keep's
on my list. That was the next one. I can't wait for Air Keep.
I know. It's just like all of these from J. Scott Savage. And also
Dark Memories.
Memories.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's like he's got 3 books that I... It's just like he's been really quiet writing all these
books.
Because he's been busy. He has been. And all of a sudden, all these books. I mean, I am so excited about
Well, Andy mentioned randomly on Facebook last week that he just had the great idea for a YA book. And he went and wrote like 500 words or something. I mean, I'm probably saying this wrong, Jeff. I'm sorry. But
Okay, perfect.
Because Airkeep was on my list, and so was Tiger's Curse series. My next one will be The Mark of Athena by Rick Riordan. I loved the first one of the second series of the Percy Jackson series.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is The Lost Hero, and the next one is Mark of Athena.
My daughter got that for Christmas.
Oh, nice!
Yay.
So, exciting. I like that. I can't wait to read that.
What I'm really looking forward to reading is Wednesdays at the Castle.
She released Holidays at the Castle.
Did you read it? I haven't read it yet.
I downloaded it.
I haven't read it yet either, but I have downloaded it.
It was for free.
Yeah.
Kindle. So I was excited.
Yeah, that one I'm just really looking forward to.
I love that.
Oh,
and Princess of the Silver Woods.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's the last book of the Princess series, correct?
And then who knows what she's got coming up next. That woman can read like nothing else and write. I don't know how she reads and writes so much. And yet she's still a good mom and she's...
On top of everything.
Yeah, it's a little disgusting, Jessica.
Jessica.
We're a little jealous.
For you.
All right, go for it, Sheila.
Unravel Me, which is Shatter Me number 2. It has a really strange cover.
Ooh, it does.
There's this eye.
And it's all blue or something.
I'm excited to read that.
My next one is Cragbridge Hall by Chad Morris. And I think it's called The Inventor's Secret.
Yes, I'm reading that right now.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, really she got good. The arc. I was slightly jealous.
Well, it's funny because I had just noticed on
that I had
Facebook
entered for it.
She had entered and I went, oh! And so I went,
I'm going to go enter. Oh, and I'm going to win.
I didn't know I was going to win.
I've entered so many and never won.
I know, same here. I think it's just right up my alley. I love middle grade fantasy type books.
I'll let you borrow
this
book.
This is what Craig Everett, you said, right?
What?
What's his name? The author?
Chad Morris.
Chad Morris.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's very good.
I can't wait to read Blackmore.
Oh, of course. By
Julianne Donaldson. I'm really looking forward to her next book.
Oh, I can't.
So
oh,
yep.
I agree. I'm looking forward to that.
Edenbrook was amazing, so I can only imagine this one
would
be
doing this.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I need to keep typing.
I know.
I need more books.
This is crazy. I just feel like the next book I have down is Unholy, which is Unwind number 2 by Neil Schusterman.
And if you haven't read Unwind, you must. It is amazing.
Dystopian at its one of its best.
Okay,
honestly.
I'm writing that one down because obviously I haven't read it.
Oh,
it is so amazing. And he was supposed to be scheduled to go visit the Sandy Library, but he had a family emergency and he couldn't make it. And I was thinking, next time he comes to Utah, I am there.
I agree.
Because it is one of those books that it's a 5-star.
I agree.
And it stays with you and it makes you think, but it's all around really, really good for a dystopian.
I still remember the last, remember The Operating Room?
I haven't read it yet.
I know, that's all I'm saying. But, I mean, that's how it stays in your mind.
Mm-hmm,
I still remember.
Came into Europe.
Oh, this series I've had on my to-read list for a very long time. I think there's a lot in it. I can't remember exactly, but it's The Demon King and the Seven Realms series by Cinda Williams Chima. Is that how you say your last name?
Chima.
Mm-hmm. I think there's at
What's
least
the first one.
The Demon King is the first one.
Oh, The Demon King. Mm-hmm. I actually had that checked out from the library and had returned it.
I had it come through Overdraft. I know. Overdrive from the library ebook situation.
Okay.
But it just left because I didn't get to it. But yes, I've been looking forward to reading that series for a long time. That's been on my to-read list for a while.
You know, that's what amazes us about reviewers. We have this stack of books that we need to review, and then we have this big stack of books from the library that we'd like to read.
Oh.
And it's like, really? Are we just magic? Or
I know. We just can't say no, but we don't want to.
We can't help ourselves.
We can't help ourselves.
This reminds me of a tweet I saw from Shannon Hales. She said that, you know, people talking about books is what gets people reading. And she said, hooray, book bloggers. And I was like,
yay!
Because that's what we do. We talk about books. I can't wait to see what happens next in the Slayer series from Stephen King.
Oh, I agree. I loved that book.
I'm watching for book
so
2
good.
And also Shifting from Bethany Wiggins.
Yes.
They're both, you know, YA kind of paranormally fantasy type stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's,
you know, I'm putting them both together.
I liked Slayers a little better for me than I liked
Shifting.
But they're just two different.
They're very different.
Yeah.
No,
I'm excited. I can't wait. I'm like, book 2, guys, come on.
Slayers 2, I really can't wait for that.
Yeah. Well, my next one is Clockwork Prince by Cassandra Clare.
Yay.
That's book three in the Infernal Devices, right?
Princess.
It is Clockwork Princess. Did I say Prince?
You said Prince.
No, I have Princess down on my little note here. Clockwork Princess. Yes, I just finished Clockwork Prince.
Oh, the cover, if
and
about
like,
it.
It was one of, the Clockwork Prince was like one of those 24-hour, that's all
really?
It
really?
Oh, my word,
oh,
I could
so
not
glad.
Put that thing
I was
down.
So glad, because I was
I
so worried.
I did buy Clockwork Angel as well.
Yes.
And it took me like about 4 weeks to read.
Yeah, I know, it's shocking.
I know it was.
All right, my next one is Transparent by Natalie Whipple.
Oh, yes, ooh. I can't wait to read that mm-hmm. one. It looks so interesting.
It mm-hmm. does. It does.
Yeah, I actually am looking forward to Partials and Hollow City from Dan Wells because I haven't read either of those yet, but I've heard Hollow City is so good. And I've kind of heard,
one,
you know, different things on Partials, so I'm excited
oh, really?
To read.
Yeah,
just
I haven't read Partials yet, but I really like Dan Wells.
I have it, but I just kind of want to see, you know, I want to, because I've heard, you know, some people really like it, some people
right.
say it's not, you know, maybe not so much. I want to see what I think of it, so
exactly.
I'm excited to read mm-hmm. it. I like all of his
way.
Other stuff, so.
It's always that way we'll with see. Books. Well, since I said all of my J. Scott Savage books all at the same time, I don't have anything else down.
Well, I'm sure
it's
true,
my two read lists, I'm not online. That's
oh,
you know what, I think the other, I mean, for me, I can just finish up by saying I want to reread The Host. Before
really
the
good.
Comes out.
Really good book.
I yeah. want to reread it because it's been a couple of years. You know, it's been, you know,
my
years.
Oldest, my oldest just read it, and so it was fun to talk about it with her to
mm-hmm.
remember.
Totally
to remember
I forgot a lot of things, and so I want to read it. I usually don't like to read the books before the movie, but this one I want to because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to see.
Well, when did it come out?
Well, it was
oh, right in between.
It's been at least 4 years.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's been at least
really
4 years.
Yeah, it's been at least, and I really liked it. Yeah. My last one is just Insomnia by J.R. Johansson. No, that's not how you say it. By Jen.
Jen. R. Johansson.
Jen R.
Johansson.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
definitely that one.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Well, and what's the third book in the series by Elena Johnson?
Surrender?
Oh, yeah.
Surrender's the second one, isn't it?
Or Possession.
No.
No.
That was the...
Okay, so there's Possession, Surrender, and...
What's the third one?
I can look.
Yes, go ahead and read it. And while you're looking it up, I'm just going to say that I really want to finish the Breed of Spain series,
oh,
the Dark
yes.
Divine, and also
I agree.
And also
yes.
Ali Condie's series, because I only read, what is it?
You just read Matched?
Matched.
Reached is the new one.
Reached is
right.
the latest
that's,
one. So I've only read the first one.
That's
got to
be on my
so
list,
I've only read The Dark Divine, and I've only read Matched, and so I can't wait to finish those
just
series
finish
and just
the,
get
yeah,
it
just
up.
Get, them
yeah,
done.
Get it finished.
I know.
That and James Dashner's.
Oh,
I need to get that finished too.
I want to read that.
It's
new
going to be
series,
well, Regret. No,
is it Regret?
Abandon.
Abandon.
Oh,
that's
there
what
we
it
go.
Is.
That's,
Abandon.
That's on my list.
Yes, it's because Regret's a 1.5. Resist is 0.5.
Okay.
And Regret is no. Abandon is 3. Sorry,
nope.
I was
really
getting
confused.
To. Okay, so Possession's number 1. Surrender's number 2. Resist, a Possession's short story. Is Possession 0.5, Regret is Possession 1.5, and then we have Abandoned number 3.
So no wonder we're all getting confused.
Yeah, no
yeah.
wonder there's just so many.
and
then
really
I think the third one in the Mark of Athena that I mentioned, that one comes out this year. Mark of Athena
right.
came out earlier this year. So the third
oh.
one comes out too.
No,
say it
me. Those. I need to read all
those. Those are
series.
So good.
And the whole Infinity Ring series.
Oh, the whole
the
Infinity Ring
that's
series.
That's the one you were thinking
book
about.
Book 2 is out already. Book 2 is out already.
Well, and Jennifer Nielsen, who did The False Prince, is writing book 6.
She,
and
oh,
believe.
Then I need to be caught up by then.
I know. I'm so
no,
excited.
My kids
but
are
definitely.
So excited about that too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones, you've got to read those with us this time, Mom, because I'm always reading something else that I'm
well,
reading.
Well, I loved the 39 Clues.
See, my daughter is just so disgusted that I have not read all the Percy Jackson books yet. And I have
I'm a little disgusted too.
The whole I know you are. I know you are. You're more
okay. disgusted about
false
prints.
Okay, you guys. I just want you to see what I have on here.
Okay.
Okay, because you got to see it.
Are we? This is witnessing. We're witnessing
yes.
something special.
Maybe even finish Harry Potter series.
Excuse me.
I might even.
I might have to leave.
Okay,
series.
I think we need to leave. Goodbye.
I really are disgusted.
I thought that was it. They were disgusted that I had not read the.
I'm more disgusted she hasn't finished
Harry
Potter. I thought you guys would be happy. Though.
Oh my
god! But are you kidding
okay.
me?
So obviously,
no.
you guys are thrilled that I'm going to be finishing the Harry. Well, hoping to finish the Harry Potter series. I know if I want to. I don't even have to check them out from the library.
How far do you need to be?
Well, I only read through book three. And so I might, start over. I might start over to get back into the story.
I would. And then read them all the way through.
It's not because I don't like them. It's just that I never really had an opportunity. My kids never really got into it. So we just never, I was always something else to read.
My kids didn't really get into them either. I think my oldest has read all of them. My middle daughter has only read, I'm not even sure, which is
my son.
I have to get on them.
On book three right now.
Okay, so I'll just, don't worry, we'll remedy it, I'll get
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
And I said that wrong, excuse me. Son of Neptune is the second book. The Lost Heroes is the first, the Son of Neptune is second, and Mark of Athena is third. So excuse me.
That's the other series.
And actually, I have it sitting on my
See, this is what really confuses me, though. There's the three different series. There's the regular Percy Jackson series.
Then there's the Red Pyramid series.
And then there's the Red Pyramid series that my daughter
wants me to read. The Kane Chronicles.
And then she wants me to read this other series. I'm just going, we're talking like
his books are really quick and good, though. I really
know,
like his
stuff.
But
I just haven't had time to slip them in.
Yeah,
along with everything else.
But it's nice that once you get a taste of a series and an author, and you kind of, it's okay if you haven't read them before your child. I mean, there's some that I want to read first, but it's nice when you're like, okay, I know Rick
Riordan's
work.
It's an author I don't know. I read him first.
J. Scott Savage's work, so you can read his, Of course, if my kids read his stuff before me, I'm going to be mad.
I know I would.
Because I want to read it first, just because. But
I'm proud of you that that's written.
That's all.
Just the lightning thief.
Yes, I've read the lightning thief.
All right, so while we wrap up here, everyone's pretty much covered like the big stuff, right?
Yes.
There's always more that's coming out.
Oh.
Obviously, there's stuff we don't know about yet.
Exactly, my to read
list.
And
this is even stuff that some of them we mentioned come out in 2013, but a lot of them are just stuff that a lot of them are already out.
And we just haven't had a chance to get to them yet,
Agree.
And so I'm actually wanting to close up and wrap up with us going and saying what is, maybe the next three books, we really just want to, we're planning right now to read. Do you have anything?
Home.
Or just something
that's... The False Prince.
Yes, The False Prince. I mean, what is on your shelf sitting right there or on your Kindle, first up, what is it that you're really
looking for? The
Selection,
for me.
Ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
What's the fourth book in the Mortal Instruments that I have sitting there at home?
City of Fallen Angels.
Okay, thank you. City of Fallen Angels. Like a thunderclap.
And mine is, Crown of Embers.
Is it out right now?
It's right there. Behind Sheila in my pile of library books.
Actually, there is a book that I just got on Kindle.
There is a book that I got. It is called Simple Living, 30 Days to Less Stuff and More Life.
Oh,
that was
cool.
Free on Kindle. I don't know if it was yesterday. It still might be free for you guys if you want to go look.
Have you guys read any of the Warriors books?
My kids haven't.
I have one of them. I won one from...
Yeah, my kids
I won one.
Okay, just because that's what I think I'm going to have to pick up and read since my daughter's devoured pretty much every book.
Oh, she has.
Oh, yeah. So
daughter number two, right?
Yep, Warriors.
Oh, I got this book.
Yeah,
I bought
this one.
Book.
Cleaning House, A Mom's 12-Month Experiment to Rid Her Home of Youth Entitlement by Kay Wills Wima. Not at all. I just got it from the library, so I'm excited to check out this Cleaning House by Kay Wills Wima.
We need to read it together because I actually bought
Michelle
a copy
Davidson
of that.
Oh, did you?
Had recommended it to me and he said if there's any book in helping your children learn how to help you around the house.
This is it?
Because
I really like the From Pampered to Parenting book. And
is that the same author?
Not From Pampered to... What was it? From Pampered to... I talked about it a couple podcasts ago. From Pampered to Productive. That was
the
one.
But read
and
the whole title
of this
book.
Cleaning House, A Mom's 12-Month Experiment to Rid Her Home of Youth Entitlement. And as soon as I saw that, I put it on hold in the library because I said, that's the book for me. I really want to read what she has to say.
And I actually purchased the book because I'm going to start...
If it's that good, I might buy it.
Well, like I said, someone had just recommended it, and I thought, just the title alone just made me go, okay, this is what I need. Maybe you have your children a little bit more in hand, but I don't.
She might. Well, you're just very good that way, Mindy. You're just
Thank you. Everyone
does what they need to do, and this is when, and this is how, and this is you just do it.
And my kids don't.
For the most part, my kids, they know. It's just sometimes I just don't want to have to kick them in the butt at all. But they think they think
my oldest sometimes needs a little kick in the butt.
Okay. So that makes me feel
better.
Or me
to throw something at her.
exactly. Whatever comes first. But that's interesting. We have the same book. We'll have to compare notes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll have to podcast about that and see how, our favorite parenting books or something.
Cool.
I like that idea.
Good idea.
That would be fun.
Well, I think that that's pretty much it. Great. Good job, ladies. And I'm excited. Yeah. I'm just hearing some of your books. Now I have even more on my list.
Oh, I know. Thanks a lot. You know.
Thanks, you guys.
Like I needed. But, I hope you enjoyed this first of our top of the TBR episodes podcast. We're excited to record more of these every few weeks or so and just see where we're at with our to-be-read list. So. If you have any books on the top of your TBR, we'd love to know what they are. So comment on the comments underneath this on the blog. Come to the website, www.ldswbr.com, and tell us what is at the top of your TBR list. And thanks for joining us for Season 7, Episode 3 of the LDS Women's Book Review Podcast. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Despite our efforts to remain professional at all times, we occasionally make some pretty funny mistakes. Enjoy this blooper reel.
And
Son of Neptune.
Yes. So Lost Hero's second.
Wait, do we have a blooper reel? You're talking to probably two of the biggest Harry Potter.
I don't know if I'll be able to.
Since Mindy's over here coughing up a lot.
I'm dying. No, I...
If my son wrote a series,
it would be her. No, I might edit out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, that was really, really funny.